It's 3 years since one Limerick family suffered this loss.
As you know, Limerick is in mourning. Shane Gagan was captain of the third team with the city's Gary Owen Club. He died in a hail of bullets early yesterday. It's thought he was mistaken for a drugs importer who lives in the same area and who was being targeted by a notorious gang. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, has been talking to...
You'll remember the pictures of Shane Gagan from the time. Big, bearded man in a light blue and white Gary Owen rugby jersey. Naturally, in the 3 years, Shane's family haven't forgotten him, but neither has the community. He's been remembered in very special ways by individuals and groups. Some of those stories are gathered in an online documentary which has been made by Celia Donoghue, a radio producer in Lyric FM in Limerick. The full documentary is available on the Curious Ear website. It's entitled 30,000 Feet for Shane. This is an edited extract.
Who's two?
All right, so... Let's go!
Gerard Clark is my name, and I've been involved in Gary Owen for countless years at this stage. We actually did a meeting here in this room trying to figure out what we would do to remember Shane. The consensus was that we just didn't want to put a cup up there in his honour. We should try and do something different.
Yeah, okay, Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, so you've soccer up the top, rugby here.
Is there any golf?
There isn't golf, no.
It's a sunny evening in August. I'm at Kiltira Green in Limerick, where the Shane Gagan Trust is running street games.
Ball is ball!
And the Shane Gagan Trust is providing sporting facilities, diversion projects to kids who would not have a chance to access that.
Mark Quinn raised a lot of funds for the Shane Gagan Trust.
Helping them to avoid a future involving crime or involving anything like that.
He loves it, though. There he is, running around there.
Is that his favourite game, like rugby or...?
Rugby, no, or soccer would be his most favourite, yeah. It's great for him, though, it is. Yeah, he's very small, isn't he? 4.5, you know.
But he's managing fine with all the other kids,
he is,
isn't he?
Yeah.
I'd been reading about the high mountains, the Himalayas, and the Karakoram. For me and my workmate, it was a question of not just being armchair mountain climbers. Actually, right now, I had the time. We were going to get out of our armchairs and we were going to go into the mountains. So we went to Carrindoogle, and I know it's a bit brazen to say I had Everest in my head when I was climbing my first mountain being Carrindoogle, but it was in my head. I didn't know if I'd ever get there, but it was the idea behind it.
So I've got to know Mark very well since then, and I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. He said, I'm thinking of climbing Everest. And I said to him, okay, have you a lot of experience? He said, well, I climbed Carrindoogle. I said, okay. I wasn't too sure whether he was pulling my leg or not, to be honest with you.
The expedition team was a mix of Americans, English, Dutch, German and Irish. 8 of us altogether. Camp 3 at 8,300 metres in what they call the death zone.
When you're in death zone, I mean, are you seeing dead bodies there, are you?
Oh, certainly. I was quite lucky, I only saw one. But I mean, some people in my expedition group saw up to 6 dotted at various points around the way. It's a bit of a stupid thing to say, you'd kind of know them, but I mean, you'd be aware of the how they ended up there, the stories of them. The one I saw would have been called Green Boots, and everyone who climbs Everest will know Green Boots.
I love making a party.
And are you taking part in the sports?
Yeah.
What sports do you like the best?
I like the football the best.
I suppose the long-term plan is to start with something like this for 6 weeks and to then hand it over to the residents and the community to keep it going, you know, with support from ourselves in whatever capacity. Look, but last year we started it here for 6 weeks. I know we have it in 2 other communities as well in Limerick City. So hopefully it will expand and grow as time goes on.
It seems very relaxed and free and easy, like it's not very strict sport or...
No, it's organised chaos, is what I like to call it. It looks very unstructured and everything, but I mean, everything is happening for a reason as you look out on it.
Can you tell me the different things that are going on?
I can indeed, yeah. We have rugby here, tag rugby.
The main technical difficulty on the north route is the first, second and third step, specifically the second step. When we got there, it was a bit of a rock climb, followed by a climb up onto a boulder. It is about a 3,000 foot drop on the right hand side. As you pull yourself up onto this boulder, then you climb up another bit, and there's another little bit of a climb, and then there's a ladder for the final part. Put there by the Chinese sometime in the 1980s. I had an axe with me and I was able to use it as an assistance at certain points, but it was not necessary.
To anybody who's over 50, street games is nothing other than what we did when we were children, and we did it naturally. We were out on the streets at night and we played all the different. We played soccer, we played rugby, we played hurling, we played hoops. And street games is nothing other than a formal recreation of that.
I don't think I could really take it in. I mean, even looking back on the footage that I have up there, it's absolutely breathtaking every time I look at it. You know, it's just unbelievable. You have the Himalayan mountains laid out in front of you. I mean, the highest mountains in the world. And they're all just under you with the clouds just over them, a long way under where I was standing. And we had beautiful blue skies as well, as far as the eye could see. It was absolutely beautiful. Everyone looked quiet, no one was shouting, no one was jumping around, everyone was quite calm. A couple of people were having a drink of water or maybe a little bite to eat.
Suddenly on Saturday night or the Sunday morning when I got the word, when I got a text from the as close to the top of Everest you can to say that he got there and he was on his way back down.
There's so many people I'd like to thank, but of course, Jerk Clark and everyone involved, Shane Gagan Trust, who's just been so helpful. I can't wait to get back home to Limerick as well. I walk out of my tent and I get into a jeep from here. That's it. The walking is done. I'm never walking anywhere again.
It's an incredible achievement. And the fact that he took one of the Shane Gagan badges with him and it's now buried as high in this world as you can possibly get in the snow, that's an incredible, iconic thing to do.
So I'm just going to bury it here.
I hope you can see that.
We're looking to take one step with every child, and Mark on the other side went and took 30,000 feet. So he probably took 60,000 steps in order to get there. But both of them are achievements. Both of them are two, you know, are people reaching their ultimate goal.
Out of tragedy comes tremendous performance. Out of tragedy comes the requirement to move forward and do something positively. The single requirement that we've had is that we wanted to remember Shane in a positive manner rather than the means he departed us. Okay? And I just want to say it's a pleasure on my behalf, on behalf of the Trust, to basically say to the youngest man that has ever climbed Everest from Ireland, Mark, welcome home.
One of the things we've learned in the Trust is, you know, you try and get people to achieve to the level they're capable of. Don't try and drive them to a level beyond that. And they should be rewarded and applauded for reaching. If it's only a foot that they can climb, then they should get the same level of applause as Mark gets for going to the top of Everest.
In the weeks since I've come back, there's been so many just great things that have happened. One was a letter that was waiting for me when I got back. And I opened it up. It was a big envelope and it was addressed to Mark Quinn, mountain climber, Ray Bogue. It contained a letter from my old primary school saying they were pretty sure I was the same Mark Quinn that attended there years ago. And there was also a lot of letters from the kids. And one of them in particular struck me. It was, congratulations on your great achievement. My goal is now to break your record, which was absolutely fantastic from an 11 or 12 year old kid. I mean, that's exactly what you want to inspire in doing something like this.
I like soccer. I support Liverpool. I support Manu.
Are they the best team?
An edited extract from an online documentary about the work being done by and for the Shane Gagan Trust in Limerick. Shane Gagan of Gary Owen Rugby Club was murdered 3 years ago this November. The documentary was made by Celia Donoghue and is available on the Curious Ear webpage. Just go to rte.ie/docon1 and click on the tab marked The Curious Ear.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.